Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. We're going to go back into the teaching of the Word of God. I'm ministering on doctrine. And for a subtopic, I want to use correct doctrine. As we study the Word of God regarding correct doctrine, I want to prove to you by the Word of God that it's very important that we be taught correctly. Many people have given their lives to Jesus Christ and they have truly been born again, but it is very important after you're born again that you're taught correctly, because if you're not taught correctly, I want to show you according to the Word of God that you can forfeit your eternal destiny. And I know that kind of sound a little strange, but I want to go to the Word of God and prove to you that it's not strange. Jesus meant exactly what he said when he said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." St. John chapter 14 and verse 6. There's a lot of people who have heard the gospel. There's a lot of people who say they believe in God and they believe in the Word of God, and they think that they're all right with God. They think they're on their way to heaven. But according to this holy document, unless you walk the straight and the narrow path, you will not make it in. Now, I'm not saying that based on my knowledge or based on my thoughts or my doctrine. I'm talking about the Word of God. You know, the Word of God, the Bible says, is of no private interpretation. 2 Peter 1 and verse 20, which means the Word interpret itself. And I want to go through the Word of God, and I want to teach you what the Bible says and how the Bible said we should be saved. If we want to be saved now and we want to be saved then, when we stop breathing or when the judgment seat of Christ comes, then we're going to have to walk according to God's plan. The Bible is correct in every aspect of the Word of God, and we got to be found walking in this Bible after we've been born again. The Bible says in Philippians 2 verse 12, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I wonder why God said that through the Apostle Paul, because there's a lot of people that have lost the fear of God simply because they have given themselves to God. They know of his love and his mercy, but they just don't know of his judgment. He is a just God. He is a holy God. He is a righteous God, and he's got requirements. You can't believe in him and then create your own mindset and your own Bible and your own thoughts and thinking you're going to make it and thinking he's going to accept you in at the last day. No, when you truly believe on him, you'll follow him. Hallelujah. You'll follow his ways. If you want to make it to heaven, this Bible is the map to get to heaven. Most people say the Bible is basic information before leaving earth. That means after you get saved, then you got to follow this information. Can't nobody obey this book but those that are born again. And when you're born again, you have power now to obey this book. So if you're born again and you're not obeying this book, you need to be fearing God. You need to fear what's coming. You need to have a reverential fear of what's coming. And I'm telling you, if you do this book, amen, if you walk according to this map, you can be assured that all will go well for you on the other side. Amen. And that when you die, you will be rewarded. But I'm here to teach this Bible line upon line, precept upon precept, because I don't want people to be deceived thinking that all is well between them and God, and they're not doing anything this book say. The Bible says in Luke 6 verse 46, I want you to test everything that I'm saying. I want you to go check it out. Amen. And I want you to check out everything every preacher is saying to you, because your soul hang in the balance. You need to know the truth. And the Bible said the truth shall make you free. Glory to God. Luke 6 46 again, it says, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? If you call him Lord, you need to do what he say. What he said is recorded in this book. So if you claim that he's your Lord, you're going to have to be walking by this book. And if we're not walking by this book, it don't matter how many people say they're born again or how many people say they filled with the Holy Ghost. If you are not walking according to these scriptures, according to the Bible, you can't make it in. You can't make it without the instructions of this book. Matthew 7 verse 21, go check it out and go read and verify. The Bible says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, but he that do the will of my Father. So I'm trying to show you that it is very important that we are taught correctly. That's why I'm dealing with doctrine. Doctrine is so important. And I know in the body of Christ, we barely ever want to deal with doctrine because people get very touchy when you deal with doctrine. But let me share something with you. If your soul is hanging in the balance and you want to make it in the end, amen. And I'm like this, deal with my doctrine, because if my doctrine is not right, if I'm not taught correctly, I want to know. Because I want to make it. I want to obey the Father. And for all of you who love the Lord with all your heart, you don't mind someone dealing with your doctrine. A lot of people are going to lose out with God in that last day. Now, I'm not saying something that is not written, and I'm not prophesying something that Jesus didn't say. Jesus himself prophesied, and he said, narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. And he said, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many go in thereat. Those are Jesus' words. I'm seeking to teach the word of God so that everyone that want to make it can make it. Amen. But I want to teach you the correct way. I want to look at Romans chapter 4 and look at verse 3. And a lot of people say they believe in God, and a lot of people claim they believe in Calvary, they believe in the blood. A lot of people claim they got the grace of God upon them, but they twist in God's grace, and they twist in true belief in the things of God, and trying to make themselves feel like just their faith in what he did only is what justifies us, and that we can die in sin and still make it simply because of our faith. No, that is not true. And I want to show you. Look at Romans chapter 4, verse 3. The Bible says, what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. I want you to look at that again and look at it closer now, because I'm going to go to another scripture that's going to interpret this scripture. Because many people have taken this one scripture and twisted it, and they literally believing that all they got to do is believe. Amen. But it's more than believing. Amen. You have to have a life. You have to obey this word. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, and I want you to check me out. It says this, if you say you abide in him, you ought to walk even as he walked. If you claim that you have Jesus Christ, you love Jesus Christ, you believe in Jesus Christ, and you are not walking like Jesus Christ, according to the Bible, you don't believe in Jesus Christ. Now, that's the Bible's interpretation of believing. So let's read that again, Romans 4 and verse 3. I want you to look at it closer, because a lot of people got this mixed up. It says, for what said the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. But now let's go to the book of James, and I want to show you in chapter 2, we'll start reading at verse 19, that the Bible going to interpret that verse. See, the Bible interpret the Bible. If we find a verse to justify our belief and our teaching, and it don't match the rest of the scriptures, then guess what? Your belief and your teaching is wrong, and we need to accept that. Now let's go to James, and James is going to interpret the book of Romans. Everything in the Bible has to match if you believe you have your doctrine is correct. Look at James chapter 2, verse 19. It said, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. This scripture here trying to tell us that God is not talking about just believing. Because if you just believe, or you have a mental assent, and even in your heart, if your heart is after God, but your life is not in line with God, then your belief is not correct. And that's what the Bible trying to tell us, that for a human being to just believe in God, you on the same platform as the devil. Amen. Because the Bible said the devils believe. Let's read it again. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. And in other words, that's the first step. You're doing well. But keep in mind, the devils also believe and tremble. Now, devils are on that same platform, but they don't obey God. They don't live for God. Okay, so now if you claim you believe in God and you are not living for God and you're not walking like him, 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, then the Bible says you're doing the same thing the devil did. You're believing, but you're not proving it with your life. Let's look at verse 20. It says, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. He's trying to tell you that belief is not enough. Look at verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son up on the altar? He's trying to show you that Abraham did believe God, but Abraham obeyed God even when it was hard. It was hard for that father to take his son up on that mountain and offer him. And he was getting ready to kill him. Amen. Because God saw his heart and saw his motive. And so if we claim we believe God, we will obey God even if it hurts. Glory to God. Look at Abraham. Let's read that again. James 2 and verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Verse 22, seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was his faith made perfect? Let's read that again. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Now look at that. You see a verse in Romans chapter 4, verse 3 that says Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. And you can take off and teach a doctrine on that one scripture, not teaching the interpretation of the scripture, but teaching your belief on that scripture. And you can get a lot of people believing that all you do is just exercise your belief in God. Just believe in what he did for you. Just believe in the cross. Just believe in the blood. Just believe in his grace. And you all right in spite of the sin that's in your life. And that is not what the Bible is teaching. The Bible is teaching that you have to believe unto righteousness. Glory to God. Abraham believed unto righteousness. The scripture is not saying Abraham just believed only. The scripture says he believed and he obeyed God. That's what this scripture is saying. And it says again, and the scripture was fulfilled, which saith Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. See, the scripture is not fulfilled just by you believing. The scripture is fulfilled by you believing and obeying God. Look at James 2, verse 24. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only? It is not by faith only. And anyone trying to tell you just your faith justifies you without your works of obedience, that is not the scripture. So our doctrine need to be correct. And that's why I'm teaching on doctrine. Amen. And for a subtopic, correct doctrine. There's millions of people that's going to lose their souls in the end simply because their doctrine is wrong. And they think they're right, but they're literally wrong. And so that's why I'm dealing with it, so that we can look at all of our doctrine. You cannot make it in the kingdom without correct doctrine. Just because of your faith in Jesus Christ, just because you accept Jesus Christ, you think you're making it in, that is not true. You have to walk like he walked. That's why this Bible was given. Now, I want to look at a couple of other verses, and we read them on the last lesson. I'm going to read them again because I need to show you that it's something more to salvation that we really haven't preached. Whenever we preach salvation, for the most part in the church, we use Acts chapter 2, verse 37. We stop at verse 39. We use Acts chapter 16, and we look at the encounter Paul had with the jailer. And we use that first part of salvation, which is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Okay. But, and that's just the first part. That's just the beginning of it. But both of these apostles went on to give these people more instruction as what they needed to do if they wanted to be saved. Salvation is not just some confession, not just accepting Christ, just going to church. Salvation is a life. It's a walk. You got to live these scriptures. And if you don't live these scriptures, you can lose your soul in the end thinking that you got it all together. Now, let's prove that by the Bible, because I don't want that to be my doctrine. I don't want you to think I'm just saying this. And if you never heard this, this is not a new doctrine. This doctrine has been in the scriptures from day one. We just need to see exactly what these apostles said and follow it to the T if we expect to make it in. You cannot be saved with a false doctrine. You cannot be saved if you are not following the scriptures correctly. Now let's go to the Bible and prove all of this. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. Look at what it says and look at it close, and I want you to go back and verify. Paul talking to Timothy, he said, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Amen. The doctrine. He talking about the doctrine of the apostles. The apostles that Jesus Christ called and ordained, these 12 apostles, and along with the apostle Paul, these guys wrote the scriptures and set the doctrine. You have to continue in the apostles' doctrine if you want to be saved. And that's why the Bible said they that gladly received this word in Acts chapter 2, they came into the church and they stood steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. They studied the apostles' doctrine. These apostles taught them what they needed to do to be saved then and to be saved in the end. We need to know how to be saved now and how to be saved in the end. You got to live this book, and anyone that's teaching you that is just believing alone, it is not correct doctrine. A lot of people going to lose out with God because they're thinking it's all about just believing. But I just showed you that the scripture is fulfilled when you obey God, not when you believe God. And Romans chapter 4 and James 2 verse 19 through 24. You have to obey God. James chapter 1 verse 21 through 25. The Bible teach clearly that if you look into this perfect law of liberty and you walk away from it and don't do it, and you are a hearer of the word and not a doer, that you cannot be blessed in your deed. But if you become a doer of the work, the Bible said, this man shall be blessed. And that word work there simply means obedient. It don't mean working for your salvation. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. So we're not saved by works, but after we are saved, we are working. That work is simply obeying the word of God. Amen. Philippians 2 verse 12 says, as you have always obeyed, glory to God, in my presence, now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Working your salvation out is simply working the word in your life. That's what Paul is talking about. So in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, when he said that for by grace are you saved, and that not of yourself, that is a gift of God and not of works, he's talking about not working the law, not offering bulls and goats, not trying to work to be saved, but after you are saved, you're working as a result of being saved. And again, the work is obedience to the word of God. That's all these apostles was talking about. So you can't claim that you believe, but you don't have a life. You have to have a life by walking in obedience to the word. Now, again, this apostle said, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. Notice you have to continue. If you give your life to Christ, you got to continue in the word. If you don't continue in the word, there's no such thing as being saved when Jesus comes. So he said, and continue in them. For in doing this, notice this now, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear you. Now the word is very clear. How to save yourself. The self is the soul. The soul is on a different program than the spirit. As you search the word of God, as you put everything line upon line, precept upon precept, the Bible says in Titus 3 verse 5 that when we were saved, that it was our spirit born again, but the soul and the body was preserved and washed, and the soul is preserved to be saved. The soul is not going to be completely finished till the end of your faith. 1 Peter 1 9. Maybe you've never heard this, but this is correct teaching. This is the correct way to be saved. Glory to God. This is what the Bible teach. And I know it's not popular, and maybe many don't teach on it, but this is what the Bible say. Amen. And if we want to be saved now and we want to be saved then, we got to do it the Bible way. Again, that's 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9. The Bible said receiving the end of your faith, and it tells you what it is, even the salvation of your soul. So glory to God. We looked at 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 16. Paul told Timothy that you'll save yourself and them that hear you. He's simply talking about walking in the word after you have been saved. Glory to God. And this is the same thing Peter said in Acts chapter 2 verse 40. Look at what Peter said. Now, we usually use Acts 2, verse 37 through 39, where it said, repent, be baptized, and receive the Holy Spirit, which is the born-again experience and the filling of the Holy Ghost, okay? But we stop right there with salvation. But notice Peter kept talking. Peter said in Acts chapter 2, verse 40, it's going to sound exactly like Paul's instruction. It says, and with many other words did he testify and exalt, saying, save yourselves from this unto-washed generation. After he talked to him about receiving the Holy Spirit, being filled with God and born again, then he turned right back around and said, now save yourselves from this untoward generation. Why? Because the soul, the self, is on another program. And you can be saved the day you call on Jesus Christ. But salvation from the Bible's point of view is the spirit being born again, but the soul being preserved to be saved. The soul is finished in the end. That's why the Bible said, unto him that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Jesus told the apostles, he said, in your patience, you'll possess your soul, which those apostles knew that their soul was preserved to be saved in the end. That's why they was able to give their lives on crosses. That's why they was able to die and be martyred, because they knew that their soul was going to be saved because of the promise of Jesus Christ. But my point here is that even though Peter talked about the Holy Ghost, he kept on talking about how to be saved, because he was answering the question, what must I do? These guys that heard the gospel and was pricked in their heart cried out, what must I do? Peter explained to them what to do, and he didn't stop at verse 39. Again, let's read it again. And with many other words did he testify and exalt, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then he explained to them how to save yourself. He said, then they that gladly received this word were baptized the same day, and there was added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking bread and in prayers. They understood that they had to continue in the apostles' doctrine. Why? Because these apostles taught that as the way of salvation. These apostles taught that you got to be born again and you got to continue in this word. And if you don't continue in this word, you won't make it in the end. That's what these apostles taught. Glory to God. Now I'm going to look at Paul's encounter with the jailer over in Acts 16, verse 31 and 32. This man asked the question, what must I do to be saved? Now watch Paul. He talked to him about receiving the Spirit, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. But Paul went on to teach him the other things he needed to do. And it was inclusive of continuing in the Word of God if you want to be saved and obeying these scriptures. The Bible says in Acts 31 and 32, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Now notice verse 32, and they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that was in his house. Paul went on to teach them the word of the Lord. It is more than believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. It is more than just receiving the Spirit and being born again. You have to walk in the word of God. You have to obey the truth for the rest of your life if you want to be saved. Glory to God. God got salvation fixed to where you got to stay in the race. Amen. And a lot of people have gotten out of the race. Now, let me take you to some more scripture to show you. Look at St. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. And Jesus said to those Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What did Jesus tell these guys? You got to continue in my words. What is he saying to us today? If we really want to be saved now and really want to be saved when this life is over, when Jesus returns, we got to be born again, filled with the Spirit, and we got to continue in the word. There is no such thing in the scripture of just being born again and making it. No, you got to be born again and live this word and make it. Hallelujah. Again, Luke 6:46. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Matthew 7:21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom, but him that doeth the will of God. If you call him Lord, you got to do what he say. He said, if you love me, keep my words. Glory to God. St. John 10, and look at verse 27. We've proven that we need to be taught correctly to enter correctly. Hallelujah. Doctrine is so important. Correct doctrine is very important. And a lot of people in the body of Christ have doctrine, but some of their doctrine don't match the scriptures. That's why we need to check out everything that we believe, We need to check out everything that we hear. The Bible says clearly, 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, try the spirits whether they be of God. Every preacher, every pastor, every church, every denomination, every minister that preach to you, glory to God, you have the responsibility to check them out. You have the responsibility to check me out, because your soul hang in the balance, glory to God. You need to know that what you believe is in line with these scriptures. The Bible says, in St. John chapter 10, verse 35, these scriptures cannot be broken. Amen. If we are not living these scriptures, we are in trouble at the end and at the judgment seat of Christ. And if you don't want to be in trouble at the judgment seat of Christ, then you as a believer need to make sure you are lined up with this book. And you are able to do it through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's why God gave you the Holy Ghost. Okay, let's look at some more scripture, because the scripture need to interpret the scripture. Amen. Look at St. John chapter 10 and verse, we'll read verse 27. The Bible said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Glory to God. Now, some people take verse 28 and say, well, you know, when you're saved, you'll never perish. But they take it out of context, because if you back up and read verse 27 again, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Yeah, you'll never perish if you follow him. But if you say you believe in him and you're not following him and you're not following his instructions, there is no promise that you won't perish. You need to follow him. Glory to God. Look at St. John 12, and let's see what Jesus said. And let's go to verse 46. Glory to God. Hallelujah. St. John chapter 12. Let's look at verse 46 as we get ready to come to a close today. Verse 46 says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I am come not to judge the world, but to save the world. Now, somebody could read that and stop right there and build a doctrine. But if you build a doctrine on the fact that Jesus said, if you hear my words and you don't obey my words, he said, I will not judge you. I come as a savior. Now, you could build a doctrine there, but that doctrine wouldn't be correct. And it wouldn't be correct because you got to keep on reading. And look at verse 48. It says, he that rejected me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. See, it's all about the last day. It's about receiving Jesus Christ now and being ready in that last day when he called. And the only way you're going to be ready is to walk in these scriptures. And look at verse 49. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. In other words, the words of Jesus is everlasting life. Glory to God. The words that he spoke would be the words that would judge us in the last day. So, saints, I want to encourage you. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, you need to be taught proper doctrine. You need to be taught correctly if you want to be saved in the end. So I encourage you, check out everything you believe. Check out everything you have heard. Check out everything you are hearing, because your soul hangs in the balance. And if you follow this book and you do God's will and you've truly been born again, you will make it. And great is your reward in that last day. Glory to God. For more free teaching, I want to send you to www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you want to call us, you can call us at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. We're located here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 1158 North Little John Drive. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying, we love you, we thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.
Someone cares for you, his name is Jesus.